Unit 6, Family and Social Life, Listening 2.
It's been a year with some very pleasurable travel involved. Perhaps the most enjoyable, and certainly unusual, was nearly 10 months ago when I attended the wedding of a Sudanese colleague of mine called Hilal, in Sudan. I left a few days after Christmas with snow quite thick on the ground. I arrived in Khartoum at 4 a.m. to a wonderfully warm, around 25 degrees Celsius, dawn. And in the daytimes, it was blissfully pleasant 30 or so, although I didn't really get out that much, as I was very involved in the festivities of a large wedding. I was staying with his family, and every day leading up to the wedding itself was packed with eating, drinking, and music. The house was absolutely full from morning to night. Sudanese music is wonderful, and it was great to sit in the courtyard and to listen to the live musicians playing and singing as Tilal, my Sudanese colleague who had invited me to his wedding, had his hands and feet coloured with henna in preparation for the big day. I too had my hands painted with henna at a little hairdresser's shop round the corner. I went there with several female members of the family, and also some European women. They were doctors working for various charities. With my very pale winter skin, the intricate henna patterns showed up beautifully, and they went up to my elbows. It was, as is traditional, an evening wedding, and it was held in the large garden of a kind of hotel. With all the fairy lights draped over the lush green hedges and trees, it looked magical. The bride and groom arrived at around 9 p.m, and the rest of the evening was much the same as a traditional wedding party in the Middle East, with lots of music and dancing to an excellent live singer and band. The days just flew by, and I didn't really see much of Khartoum, although I did spend one evening having dinner at a restaurant on the banks of the Nile, which was wonderful. Sudanese people are wonderfully friendly. Even at the airport, I was greeted warmly by the security guards who checked my suitcase and who wished me a good journey. Although, thinking back, they were decidedly unfriendly at the aliens office, where I had to register within 24 hours of arriving. Not only did I have to pay a lot of money for a kind of residence visa, although I was only there 5 days, but it took many long and frustrating visits across to the office at the other side of the city to get it. In fact, it was only with some insider contacts elsewhere that Tilal's father managed to sort it out for me. Despite this little niggle, I shall have to return there sometime, as there's so much to do and see in such a vast and interesting country.